This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Saturday a serious threat remained at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and said Russia was technically ready to provoke a localized explosion at the facility. Zelensky cited Ukrainian intelligence as the source of his information but gave no further details. Ukrainian military intelligence has previously said Russian troops had mined the plant. Almost two-thirds of Europeans now see Russia as an adversary since its invasion of Ukraine, according to the poll by the European Council on Foreign Relations, double the figure from 2021, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Some European leaders, notably French President Emmanuel Macron, have called for Europe to develop strategic autonomy, the ability to defend itself independent of the United States. Almost three-quarters of the poll respondents said Europe cannot always rely on the US for its security. Respondents were also asked about Europe's future relationship with Moscow. About half wanted relations to be limited. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Legal officials in Myanmar said Saturday its Supreme Court has scheduled hearings for this month to consider appeals from ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi against convictions in cases that saw her receive a total of 33 years in prison. The cases against her are mostly brought by the military that seized power from her elected government in February 2021. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A truck rammed into several other vehicles and market traders in western Kenya, killing at least 51 people, police said. The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes near a Rift Valley town, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. The Kenya Red Cross Society said on Saturday 32 people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. It also said heavy rainfall interrupted rescue efforts. Rioting raged in cities around France for a fourth night despite massive police deployment, with cars and buildings set ablaze and stores looted. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fatal shooting of Nahel, whose last name has not been made public, has stirred up tensions between police and young people in housing projects who struggle with poverty, unemployment and racial discrimination. The subsequent four nights of rioting is the worst France has seen in years and puts new pressure on President Emmanuel Macron, who's appealed to parents to keep children off the streets and has blamed social media for helping to fuel the violence. Early Saturday, firefighters extinguished blazes set by protesters that have left scorched remains of cars strewn across the streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Haiti on Saturday to shine a spotlight on the crises faced by the impoverished Caribbean country as it struggles to combat violent gangs that have largely overrun the capital. Guterres's visit comes nearly 9 months after he backed a request by Haiti's government for help and proposed that one or more nations send a rapid action force to support the Haitian security services. No such force has yet been deployed, as no country has stepped up to take the lead. Hollywood Actors Union and major studios announced an agreement to extend their current labor contract through July 12th and keep talking to try to reach a new labor deal. Reuters correspondent Ryan Cheng reports.
In a message to members on Friday, SAG-AFTRA's negotiators said no one should, quote, mistake this extension for weakness. Instead, they said the extension was reached in order to exhaust every opportunity for a contract they all demand and deserve. Negotiations come at a difficult time for Hollywood studios, which are struggling to make streaming services profitable. Writers, actors, and producers also worry the rise of generative AI could threaten their jobs.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.